Let's talk about school in the fall for a moment here. Eileen Botting is a professor at the University of Notre Dame. And there is a petition, an online teaching in the fall petition that was written. Let me read this real quick. We, the undersigned faculty members at the University of Notre Dame, believe that all faculty members should be allowed to make their own prudential judgments about whether to teach in-person classes and to attend or in-person gatherings in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. We respect those of our colleagues who prefer to teach their courses in person, and we ask for their support in making sure that everyone's right to make their own decision in a situation of high uncertainty is also respected. We need not adopt a one-size-fits-all response to this pandemic. Different departments and individuals have different needs. A more flexible approach will bring more people on board and contribute to a successful reopening. That's the start of a petition that's been signed by 146-plus people. And Professor Eileen joining us now on 720 WGN. Eileen, thank you for taking time. Interesting times for sure here, right? The university wants to bring students back, and there's plenty of students that want to come back, but some of the professors are feeling uncomfortable. Are you yourself would prefer to teach from home, Eileen, or teach from an office, not in a classroom?
Yes, I already received a medical exemption to teach from home in the fall semester. But like other faculty at Notre Dame, I was compelled to apply for that by submitting private medical information to my human resources department. And like many faculty at Notre Dame, I felt that this was an intrusion upon my civil rights to privacy, especially private medical records. Although I'm very grateful to have the medical exemption in place for the sake of the health of myself and my family and my wider community in South Bend, I also think that the university should simply allow all faculty to make the choice for themselves, like the University of Chicago's provost has recently announced its faculty will have the autonomy to do this fall.
Why do you think that's not happening at Notre Dame, Eileen?
That's a good question. I think that Notre Dame, being a Catholic university, has a hierarchical power structure, and it's not used to consulting with the faculty about issues such as these. And I think it's time that Notre Dame steps up to the plate and acknowledges the need to consult with the professors that make the education happen. Our students love Notre Dame in part because they love their professors. And the students I know at Notre Dame, the students I teach, do not want their professors' lives and health to be put at risk. They don't want their professors to feel forced into the classroom this fall during a pandemic. And I think the university needs to listen to those voices. There wasn't only a petition written by professors, from which you just read. There was also a petition written by students. Three students, two current undergraduates, and one recent alumnus co-wrote a petition on behalf of staff and faculty safety at Notre Dame, and they had almost 1,000 signatures to that petition within 1 week and submitted it to the university leadership, including Father Jenkins. And I still hold out hope that Notre Dame will listen to these voices and will give not only faculty, but also staff and students a reasonable opportunity to elect to work from home when it is possible during the pandemic before there is a vaccine available.
A lot of times when you kind of are scratching your head about what's going on, you can normally figure it out if you follow the money. Do you think that's an accurate assessment, right? Because, look, it's a business as well as a college, and this is a huge amount of dough. Potential losses if you're not having classes in person and students can go elsewhere to get an online experience.
This is all true. This is all true. And for sure, I think driving this decision must be the prospect of the football season ahead. We're still waiting to hear whether the NCAA will cancel or defer the football season. I think that's unlikely. I think the NCAA, unfortunately, may allow football to go on. But that doesn't mean Notre Dame can't still be an ethical leader in this national debate about to what degree college sports should transpire during the pandemic. I think Notre Dame's clout and power in the NCAA really matters right now. And I think it's time for the athletics department at Notre Dame to step up to the plate, too. I think Notre Dame has always emphasized ethical leadership in NCAA sports. And if there was ever a time for us to model that for the whole country and the world, it's now. I personally worry about the health and safety of our athletes, and especially our football team, who's already come to campus, and they are in some sort of quarantine at our Morrison Hotel on campus. But a number of them have tested positive for COVID-19 since arriving on campus, and I worry about their health and safety amidst all this. I worry about the health and safety of fans who might come to campus in the fall. It's not safe to be in crowds during a pandemic. It's not safe to be in close quarters. It's not safe to make contact with people who aren't in your quarantine bubble. And, and I think that if Notre Dame allows football to go on with tailgate parties and the normal amount of fans in the stadium, I mean, we're setting ourselves up for a huge public health disaster, not only for members of our university community, but for the greater community in South Bend and Michiana.
I think we might have lost you there, Eileen. Are you there?
Yes, here I am.
Okay, you want to finish that one thought there?
Sure. Yes. I mean, I think that Notre Dame for sure is thinking about, the prospect of losing revenue derived from football. And that has to be part of their decision making right now. While I sympathize with that, I also think at the end of the day, Notre Dame is a Catholic university. And as a Catholic university, it has an obligation to put the protection of lives first in any campus reopening plan, and that includes football. If we're going to have football, I think we should have reduced numbers of spectators, perhaps no spectators at all. I think Notre Dame could think about streaming, its games and having pay-per-view policies rather than having traditional spectators with tickets in the stands, for example.
Yeah.
Another option would be to simply defer the whole football season to the spring. I know in Division III sports, I'm a Bowdoin graduate. Bowdoin has already made the decision to defer competition for all fall sports until the spring semester. I think the Division III teams are doing the right thing in New England, and the Midwestern Division I football school should follow suit.
Professor Eileen Bowdoin with us here on 720 WGN as Notre Dame considers having classes in person. And Eileen is a professor there and and has an exemption, as she just said, to teach from home, but is trying to help out her other professors. Would you say the majority want to be able to not teach in person? Is that the feeling you're getting here, Eileen?
If it's the majority across the whole university, I think it's the majority in my department, political science, for sure. I think that's probably true in many departments. I agree with the petition that it should be up to the individual to make that judgment for themselves.
Uh-huh.
There's no one-size-fits-all campus reopening plan that's going to work for everyone, and there are good reasons why a faculty member might want to return to in-person teaching and work. You might be running a lab, for example, and you must be present in that lab to do your experiments. That makes complete sense to me. But in the humanities, for example, there's no reason why we can't deliver the highest quality education that our students come to Notre Dame for through online and digital means, just as we did in the spring semester when the pandemic beset us.
Fair enough. Hey, Eileen, thank you for sharing and being out there for your fellow faculty. And hey, prayers up, fingers crossed that we get through this pandemic sooner than later and we can all get back to normal. I know we all want that, right?
That's right. That's right. Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed chatting with you today.
Yeah, thank you for being on. I enjoyed having you. Eileen Boating, professor at Notre Dame. Just for the record, for the football team, 91 football players, 50 staff members were all tested last week at Notre Dame. One player tested positive. They did not say who that is. Student athlete asymptomatic, but it's also like who Notre Dame is playing. They're playing LSU, which has had reportedly 30 players that have tested positive. So, right, it's not just one football team. Football teams play other football teams. That whole conversation is a lengthy one.